So in terms of what to discuss with you, I think I was wondering if we could go just first. There's something that I've wanted to talk to you about for a long time, and I always end up putting it off. And it has to do with counterparts. A long time ago, you had talked about all the different possible counterparts between the essence families. And
yes.
During another conversation that you and I had, you even brought up that there's different flavors in a way of counterpart action. And I think you gave me two of them. I don't know if there's just two, but one is, perhaps you could tell them to me again. One seemed like it was more of a harmonious or attractive type of counterpart action, and the other one was more of an opposing type of counterpart action. Is that right? Can you?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So are those the two types of counterpart actions? Is there other types too?
Actually, there are basically three.
Okay.
One is, in a manner of speaking, what you were describing, harmonious, and in that it is sharing experiences in the capacity of one individual generates the experience, the other individual benefits from the experience. And generally speaking, most of these types of counterpart actions move back and forth, in which usually, although not always, usually the individuals share the counterpart action. And in that, they move back and forth. Therefore, as an example, you would perhaps have a counterpart action with another individual, and they also share that counterpart action with you. And therefore, you have experiences that they benefit from, and they have experiences that you benefit from. And you move back and forth in that capacity. In relation to experiences that you don't necessarily both engage, therefore you benefit from the other individual's experience and they benefit from yours, but you aren't necessarily engaging the experience yourself. Are you understanding thus far?
Yes.
Very well. Now, that is the most common counterpart action. That is the counterpart action that most individuals engage. And you can engage that type of counterpart action with many, 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 many individuals at the same time. And you can engage that kind of counterpart action with individuals that aren't in your time framework. Therefore, and engage that type of counterpart action with individuals in different time periods or in different focuses. You can also engage that type of counterpart action with essences that aren't necessarily physically engaged.
Okay.
Therefore, there are many, many, many different manners in which you can be expressing and benefiting from that counterpart action. And
so with that, when you talk about crossing, not being in the same time framework, would that amount to, like, let's say I read a biography of someone in history, and that's how I'm sort of getting that sharing or that information into my experience of stuff, of experiences that they were having? Or is this something that's happening sort of in simultaneous time, of like an energy transfer that I may not even be aware that it's going on?
Or the latter.
More the latter.
So you could become aware of it in the former capacity, but generally speaking, you are benefiting from the experiences more subjectively and in a capacity that you may not necessarily even objectively be aware of. Although, you may actually display the benefits of those counterpart actions and not necessarily realize that that is a contributor or why you are displaying certain talents or an awareness or a knowing of certain types of experiences that you've never actually engaged, or inspirations in relation to something that you may be developing and you are benefiting from the experience of a counterpart action. Therefore, there are many different manners in which you can be benefiting and expressing in relation to counterpart activities.
And could I ask you on that, this individual, Scott Vaughn, who is started this Analytica Institute and that I have sessions with, is there something, I've had this sense that even there's the time that we spend together that we have conversations or that I'm listening to him, but I have had more of a sense that there's an undercurrent of supportiveness or something that's coming from him. Is this, that it has been very helpful to me. Is that part of what's going on? Is that in this counterpart quality? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Okay.
I would definitely agree and acknowledge that.
Nice.
Now, I would say that there are also opposite counterparts.
Okay.
Now, in that, you are still sharing experiences. In all counterpart action, you are sharing experiences. But in opposite counterpart action, you are sharing experiences, but if you actually encounter the individual or an individual that you have an opposite counterpart action with, you would likely immediately be repelled by them.
Okay.
You would definitely feel it, you would definitely be aware of it, but you wouldn't necessarily know why. That you wouldn't seem to have a reason objectively that you would be repelled by the individual, but you would definitely be significantly repelled and wouldn't like them, would feel very uncomfortable with them, would likely be irritated and agitated in engaging with them. It would be very noticeable. That likely is the evidence of you engaging in opposite counterpart action with another individual. And this, the most telling piece of that type of counterpart action is the tremendous intensity that you will feel in relation to the other individual, and it will very obviously appear to you that whatever you feel is not matching your experience with the individual, that they haven't done anything or expressed anything in any manner that would warrant you to be expressing such a response to them. Therefore, that becomes very obvious very quickly. That can also happen in different time frameworks, and you would be much less aware of it. You likely wouldn't necessarily notice or give yourself information about that type of counterpart action, because you definitely wouldn't be drawn to investigating an individual. But at times, in a manner of speaking, you could somehow stumble on one of those types of expressions that an individual in the past or a historical individual may be presented to you, perhaps in conversation or by another individual, or something that you read or something that you see, maybe in a film. It could be in anything. And you, in a manner of speaking, stumble upon another individual and you immediately dislike them.
Yeah.
But you don't actually have a reasonable reason to dislike them. But you dislike them. In that, you will find reasons to dislike the individual.
Right, because you'll invent something.
Yes, because generally speaking, you have to give yourself a reason to dislike someone. And you will give yourself a reason. And in that, many times when you intensely dislike some individual historically or in the past, it generally, unless it is something obvious in relation to your present ideals and guidelines, if you don't have a clear, obvious reason to dislike an individual, but you simply do, it is very likely that you have an opposite counterpart action occurring with that individual. Opposite counterparts always repel each other. You will never like an opposite counterpart.
Okay.
Now, there's a third type of counterpart. Generally speaking, with this third counterpart, there aren't many of them that cross time frameworks. It isn't that it can't happen, but it doesn't happen often. And that would be parallel counterparts. Now, parallel counterparts are different from the other two counterpart actions because, generally speaking, parallel counterparts are actually both experiencing the same subject at the same time. Their imagery may be different. Their circumstances or their situations may be different, but the subject matter is the same. And in that, they generally are engaging that same subject matter at the same time. And this is different from the other two counterparts in several manners. One is the factor that, generally speaking, it is expressed in the same time framework and that they are doing the same thing at the same time. The other is that you benefit from your shared experiences. Therefore, in that, whether you know each other or not, objectively, you are sharing your experiences, and therefore you are learning and benefiting from that sharing of the experiences. You are both actually engaging the experiences, the same experiences. It isn't that one is experiencing and the other is benefiting from it. No, both of them are experiencing in different capacities, meaning the imagery or the situations may be different, but the subject matter is the same. And therefore, both individuals are benefiting from different angles of the same subject and therefore are benefiting in a greater understanding of what they are experiencing. Generally, also, individuals that are parallel counterparts are counterparting together throughout their entire lifetimes. Other counterpart actions can stop and start. They can be for a temporary time framework. They can be for a lifetime, but many times they stop and start.
Okay.
Generally speaking, parallel counterparts don't do that. They begin, generally speaking, at very young ages, and they continue throughout the individual's lifetimes. Counterparts that are parallel, when they actually encounter each other or meet each other and engage, they generally are the opposite of opposite counterparts. They are very drawn to each other. They also, if they continue to interact, will likely become friends. It is generally easy for parallel counterparts to become friends because they are engaging the same actions and the same subject all the time.
Right. No friction.
they are sharing with each other, and if they do encounter each other and a relationship, they generally do, in a manner of speaking, learn to somewhat rely on each other to help each other and to give each other information in whatever it is that they are experiencing and engaging. Generally speaking, as I expressed, another difference with parallel counterparts is that they generally don't express that type of action in other time frameworks. Therefore, they don't generally do it with other focuses or other people, other historical people, or other people in different time frameworks, or in essence. An action that is almost not entirely, because, of course, there are always exceptions to the rule, but almost entirely an action that occurs between individuals in the same time framework. Now, they don't have to be in physical proximity with each other, and many times they aren't, which is also the reason that they don't always meet each other. It isn't a common phenomenon for people to actually meet and develop a relationship with a parallel counterpart. It does happen, and it isn't rare, but it isn't common either.
Okay. Does everyone, I mean, is it pretty much everyone has somewhere in the world someone who's
yes.
a parallel focus to them? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, a parallel counterpart. Yes. And you can engage more than one also, although with the parallel counterpart, you generally don't engage many. Whereas with those counterparts that you are harmonious with, you could actually be engaging thousands of counterpart actions at any given point in time. You generally won't engage as many opposite counterpart actions, but you still can engage many. Not as many as the ones that you are in harmony with, but you can have many, many opposite counterpart actions. You generally will express the fewest of parallel counterpart actions, because that is something that is very focused, very specific, because each one of you engages very specific experiences. You are creating your realities very individually to yourselves, and therefore you are very specific in what you are creating. Therefore, you don't have many parallel counterparts because they are so specific and because they are generally what is expressed throughout the lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Now,
don't generally change.
Would someone, sort of just thinking of myself, how I feel oftentimes drawn in the direction of creating new things or inventing, or would that translate to less likelihood that I could find or come across a parallel focus just because it's a less common, like I'm inherently searching for stuff that doesn't exist. It would seem like it would be less likely that people would be doing the same thing. Maybe they're looking for things that don't exist, but not actually like the same subject matter.
I would say not necessarily. I would say that there are definitely a considerable number of people that move in very similar directions to yourself. And although they aren't the majority of people, there are definitely enough of them, or enough of you, that you could conceivably encounter another individual that would be a parallel counterpart. But it depends. It depends on your scope of interaction. It depends on what you do and how many individuals you encounter, or how much you engage with other individuals. Meaning, you could be you and be very inventive and always be looking for something that doesn't exist yet, but you could perhaps dwell in a small town and never leave that small town, and it would be very unlikely that you would discover a parallel counterpart because your scope of interaction is small. Therefore, the broader your scope of interaction is, the more likely you are to actually discover and encounter a parallel counterpart at some point. Now, you may only encounter one, but even encountering one is significant.
Right. Yeah, it is curious. It makes me kind of want to explore the potential of crossing paths with someone. Which it would probably, I imagine if I'm setting that intention, it's more likely to occur.
I would agree.
A little bit. Cool. All right. Well, so given that, could we take a few minutes to go through the counterpart actions that have been laid out between essence families? And I have them written down here. I have them broken up into two-way counterpart actions, for example, like tumult-vold, where they go both ways, versus one-way actions, such as the first one I have listed here is Grimata to Ilda, just Grimata offering and Ilda receiving. Could we go through this list? I can tell you each one as we go, and can you tell me sort of the predominant type of each one of those, whether it's harmonious, opposite, or maybe there is a parallel action between, or maybe that doesn't make sense between essence families, the parallel version, but.
Very well.
Okay, so let's do the two-way ones first. So let's start with tumult-vold.
Tumult-vold, I would say that would be harmonious.
Okay. Shumafi-gramata.
sloppy grammata. Also harmonious.
Okay. Sumafi Sumari.
Sumafi Sumari, that could almost border on opposite.
Interesting.
I would say in many capacities it is opposite.
Okay. Sumafi Ilda.
Harmonious.
Okay. Milly Mezzulli.
Parallel.
Really? Okay. Milly Mezzulli.
Harmonious.
Okay. Ilda Sumari.
Harmonious.
Sumari Zuli.
Sumari Zuli. At times harmonious, in some directions harmonious, in some directions opposite.
Okay. Zuli Borladin.
Harmonious.
Borladin Bold.
Opposite.
Okay. And now there's also this last one is Borladin with all the other families.
And in that capacity, it would be harmonious.
Okay. And I wondered, excuse me, with that counterpart action, is that in particular in relation to Borladim with how it interacts with children and like raising children with regard to all the other families? Is that?
I would say, in a manner of speaking, earth stock, yes.
Okay. All right. So that's all the two-way ones. So now the one-way is Grammata Ilda.
Harmonious.
Okay. Tumold Ilda.
That can be opposite.
Okay. Milyume Sumafi.
Harmonious.
Okay. Ilda Borladim.
In that capacity, parallel.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Sumari Milyume.
Harmonious.
Okay. Zuli Tumult.
Harmonious.
Borladin Sumari.
Harmonious.
Borland M. Sumafi.
Parallel.
Ah, interesting. And that particular counterpart, you have also mentioned that it's not, that it is not always there. It's not continuous of
correct.
All of these. Okay.
Correct.
And will that likely end up, for example, like my mother is Borland M, and my father has Sumafi alignment. And it seemed like there was parts of their life where they were moving very much in the same direction and parts of their life where that kind of completely stopped. Is that an example of that taking place?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Bold Ilda.
Harmonious.
And then Vold Sumari, which I think actually you told me before that that one was opposite. That was one of the examples you gave before. Am I correct on that? Okay. Cool. All right. That's all of them. Thank you for that.
Welcome.
I wanted to collect that piece of information.